Imam Ali, peace upon him, the barometer of belief. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam everybody and heartfelt condolences to you all on the start of the morning days of blessed Ramadan. Today, the 19th of Ramadan is that tragic day in history when the barometer of belief and the supreme symbol of justice was fatally wounded while engrossed in the morning ritual prayer. Stay with us for a special feature in this regard. As a matter of fact, the grand man, after spending the first of the three grand nights of Qadr in prayer and worship, was struck in the Grand Mosque of Kufa by the poisoned sword of the renegade Abdurrahman ibn Muljam Muradi. Yet, despite the severity of the wound, the first phrase that came to the lips of the commander of the faithful was Fustu Warabul Ka'be. It means, by the Lord of the Ka'be, I have succeeded. Let us try to present you a glimpse of the exemplary life of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, the dearest ward, cousin, son-in-law, and divinely designated vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Imam Ali, peace upon him, kept his pledge with God Almighty by tasting the elixir of martyrdom and departing in dignified manner from the mortal world. As the Noble Quran says in Ayah 23 of Surah Ahzab, among the believers are men who fulfill what they pledge unto Allah. Of them, some have fulfilled their pledge, and of them are some who still wait, and they have not changed in the least. Once during his discourse from the pulpit of the Grand Mosque of Kufa, when Imam Ali, peace upon him, was asked to explain this particular ayah, he replied, this ayah was revealed in my honor and that of my uncle Hamza and my cousin Ubayd ibn Harith. The Imam went on to say how the two had fulfilled their pledge with Allah by attaining martyrdom, Ubayd ibn Harith in the Battle of Badr and Hamza in the Battle of Uhud. As for myself, added Imam Ali, peace upon him, I am awaiting a most painful death when this, pointing to his beard, shall be drenched from the blood of this, pointing it to his head, and have never changed the least. Imam Ali, peace upon him, said his source of information on the manner of fulfillment of his own pledge to Allah in such a tragic way, or, in other words, his martyrdom, was his cousin and father-in-law, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, in whose lap he had been raised ever since a child. For further details, our listeners could refer to the works of both Sunni and Shia Muslim scholars, including Mustadrak as-Sahihain of Hakim Naishaburi and the exegesis of the Noble Quran, Tafsir Majma'ul Bayan of Tabarsi. We are commemorating these days the anniversary of the tragic event that ended the only instance in history of the model government of justice. Imam Ali, peace upon him, true to his pledge to Allah, attained immortal martyrdom 2 days later on the 21st of the month of fasting in 40 AH in the very manner that a weeping prophet, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, had prophesied decades earlier at the onset of a fasting Ramadan with the following words, Oh, Ali, I weep for that which will befall you in this month. Visualizing to be in your place when you will be praying to your Lord, and the most wicked person of all times, like the one who chopped off the feet of the camel of Thamud, that was proof of Prophet Saleh's divine mission, will strike you on your head, and your beard will be dyed in blood. So fatal was the blow on the morning of 19th of Ramazan from the poisoned sword of that most wicked of the wicked persons. Abdurrahman ibn Muljam, that the Islamic Ummah has still not recovered till this day from its disastrous effect, despite the passing of over a millennium and almost four centuries. The Muslims are still in a state of bewilderment because of their failure to heed the words of the person regarding whom the Prophet had said, "I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gateway." In other words, in order to properly understand the Sunnah and Seerah, or the behavior and practice, as well as the genuine Islamic message of the Almighty's last messenger to mankind, we have no other choice but to approach him through the proper channel, that is, through Imam Ali, peace upon him, regarding whose pivotal position in Islam the Prophet had also said, "If there was no Ali, peace upon him, it would have been impossible to identify true believers after me." We are commemorating the anniversary of the tragic days that befell the leader of the pious, and this should awaken our conscience to the undeniable facts. On being struck the fatal blow that fulfilled his pledge to Allah, Imam Ali, peace upon him, said in a calm and composed manner, "Fustu wa Rabbul Ka'bah," which means, "By the Lord of the Kaaba, I have succeeded." There are immortal lessons to be learned, not just from these words and other discourses of the Imam, but from all his actions and deeds spread over 63 glorious years, since the day he was born in the holiest of holies, that is, God's symbolic house, the Kaaba, and departed from the world after being struck the fatal blow on his head while in prostration to the Almighty in the Grand Mosque of Kufa, also a house of God. Imam Ali, peace upon him, was about to die, yet he was as calm and confident of the path ahead as he was on the day he volunteered to sleep on the Prophet's bed that fateful night of the Hijra 40 years ago, when assassins hovered around the abode of divine revelation and it was vital for his cousin to migrate undetected towards Medina. The bezels of wisdom bequeathed to humanity by the man who transcends history and historical developments are outside the scope of this brief radio program, which we would like to end with food for thought by presenting you two passages mentioned as letter number 47 in the famous book Nahjul Balagha from his last will on the deathbed. "I advise you to fear Allah. Do not go after this vicious world, though it may try to entice you. Do not seek it, though it may seek you, and do not grieve over and pine for things which this world refuses you. Let the eternal reward and blessings of Allah be the prompting factors for all that you say and do. Be an enemy of tyrants and oppressors, and be a friend and helper of those who are oppressed and tyrannized. Develop mutual liking, friendship, and love, and help one another. Take care that you do not spurn and treat one another badly and unsympathetically. Exhort people to do good and abstain them from evil. Otherwise, the vicious and the wicked will be your overlords, and if you willingly allow such persons to be your rulers, then your prayers will not be heard by Allah.